Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Oh, it's a nice Saturday, a beautiful, humid Saturday. I am Trista Crick here on The Fan. Sweetie Murdy, my guy. I'm glad that he doesn't care about my fantasy team or Connor's fantasy team. If you're just tuning in, that causes folks to slap one another. I do not want to nitpick, though. Something that Sweeney said was pretty much leading into exactly where I wanted to go. I don't want to nitpick. This is still the best team in baseball. But listen, if you have me rolling out here 4 hours Saturday to just fillet all over every single thing that this team does well and how many games over 500 it is, like, that's not compelling stuff. So we are going to kind of, sort of nitpick a little bit. Oh boy, we got to talk about it. We got to talk about Gerrit Cole. I think Gerrit Cole might have some control issues. Just not in the traditional sense of the word, not in the way that you might think. Let's be real. The only thing stopping Gerrit Cole from mowing batters down, being one of the best in the world, is Gerrit Cole's psyche. Let's face that. We got another little window into his mind, and we got to see what Gerrit Cole looks like when he's having a bad day or when things don't go his way on the mound. And boy, it was not pretty. Since that game, and we'll give it to him, since that game in Detroit, which was a really bad game, was 2 runs on 68 pitches, 1 2/3 innings. Since that game, he's been awesome. 2.33 ERA, I want to say. But we've already seen this season 3 Gerrit Cole starts where his emotions and something that feels kind of small, rattles him. Where his emotions bubble up to the surface, we can visibly see them in his face, in his body language, in his mannerisms, and that deters and gets in the way of his focus. You've got the Billy Crystal first pitch game, which, like, that whole thing I never discussed, but oh my God, like, that was a bizarre scenario. The amount of minutes that he was delayed was almost nothing, and things got out of hand quick. The game where I was talking about, where he melted down in 2 innings, giving up 5 walks, 2 runs in 1 2/3 innings, because when Gerrit Cole melts down, the melting happens like an avalanche. I tell you what, it happens. It's like a steep decline, like, get him out of there, get him out. He looks visibly shaking. He's seething. He's bubbling over. And now you have tonight. Of course, the bats didn't help Gerrit Cole tonight. But that's not what we're talking about right now. What I'm talking about is a pattern that I don't think is truly being discussed, which is, does Gerrit Cole have control over his own emotions? Is he able to block out the noise and perform at the height of his game when things don't go exactly how he needs them to or wants them to? Because we all face obstacles. How are you going to be able to shake those obstacles out and control what you can control? 877-337-6666. So it was a rough call tonight by the umpire. 2 outs, no one on. G-Man Choi went down 0-2. Cole got caught nibbling on the next few pitches, but really that was part of that was on Trevino. Got to know who's hitting when you're framing pitches. And Choi isn't going to swing at bad pitches, so that's a whole other separate thing. Anyway, Cole unleashed that 99-mile-an-hour fastball that caught the upper right corner of the strike zone, but also looked like Choi broke his wrist. And that turned into not a strike and the end of the inning. It turned into a fourth ball, and then, oh, my God. And then, oh, my God. Gerrit Cole has to be able to control himself in these moments and stay focused. You can't get a bad call from an umpire and then let that turn into another four-pitch walk that led then to a tying of the game and then getting your ass pulled. It wasn't just the four-pitch walk either. It was the two mound visits. It was the visible frustration and the anger on his face. It was clearly impeding his ability from getting out of the inning unscathed. He was amazing up until the point where his emotions took over. And that's part of the job. It was bad timing. He wanted to get out of the inning. But that's now where I'm starting to feel there's a pattern, not just this year. We kind of all know what happens when Gerrit Cole gets pissed. He has a propensity, not every single time, but in high leverage moments, when the pressure is on, he has the ability to melt down. The greatest players are able to harness negative emotions and positive emotions, calm themselves down, and elevate their play. They get mad and they get better, like Max Scherzer, like Justin Verlander. In basketball, like Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan. I'm sorry, folks, but bad calls are part of the deal. You have to learn to live with them, and you need to, as my mom would say, shout out to my mom, I think she's listening, and self-soothe. You need to figure out how to self-soothe. Refocus. That's what a $40 million player gets paid to do. Don't get all up in your feelings and start sweating and your lips start shaking and your body starts tensing. That's not what we pay you to do, is to be the best pitcher on the planet when things are great. It's we pay you to be the best pitcher on the planet when things hit the fan. And I don't care what the stats say. I don't care. If you say, oh, it's a no decision. No, it is not. We all know, if you watch that game, we all know that this loss is on Gerrit Cole. He's been awesome since that Detroit game. He has the highest ERA, though, of all the starters, and I believe that his emotions are the reason for that, for much of that. Dare I say that Aaron Boone should talk to Gerrit Cole about maybe hiring someone to work through his feelings when these things come up? Start digging deeper into his psyche about why these things make him so mad and why he can't shake them off, because it's something deeper here. A bad call. Lack of fairness. Listen, I have a lack of fairness trigger myself. It was not fair, that umpire, that call that he made. But I tell you what, that needs to be something that we overcome. And his inability, Gerrit Cole's inability to manage his emotions, has to be cleaned up in order for the Yankees to feel confident that they can take this team deep and have Gerrit Cole on the mound in a game 7 or any closeout game. We all remember that wild card game when Cole got pulled with 2 on and no outs in the 3rd against the Red Sox and 3 runs already in. It was night-night sleep mask before the game even started. I'm not going to say Gerrit Cole is the worst start of the bunch. I'm not. Even though statistically he is right now, he was on a heater tonight. 1 hit through 5. But let's be real. As soon as things got tense, baby, and calls didn't go his way, he stopped being able to locate his pitches, and things got wild. Things got hairy fast. Meltdown City coming for Gerrit Cole, like an avalanche coming. Gerrit Cole left the Rays an opening on a night when the bats were already cold. That's what you can't have. And when he gave them the opening, they do what they do. They scratched and clawed their way to a win. And now you've got a night-night sleep mask situation against a division opponent. This is the thing that's concerning. I know that things are good. 13 games over 500. I mean, that's fine. But Gerrit Cole's emotions are the only Achilles heel that Gerrit Cole has. And at some point, you'll be saying to yourself, oh yeah, May 28th, middle of the spring, as things heated up, on a random Saturday, Trista Crick said, Gerrit Cole has an emotional control problem. And that might become an obstacle in high leverage moments. Tell me what you see. What do you see out there? I'd love to know. What other $40 million a year player does not have control of his emotions. Also, when you see, because I can see it on the television, Aaron Boone can see it too. As soon as you see Gerrit Cole's lips start to quiver, his eyes start to go ablaze, you pull him, get him out. And that changes everything too in terms of when the bullpen comes in, because you probably thought you were going to have Gerrit Cole for 7 innings. I would love to hear you guys. What other pitcher does a delay from Billy Crystal, first pitch, like a 5-minute delay, cause you to also start the game with a 4-pitch walk? Cole opened the game with a 4-pitch walk and let the Red Sox lead on 3-0 on a 2-run homer before Cole got a single out. Give us a call, 877-337-6666. Let's go to Vince out in Brooklyn. What's up, Vince? You're on the Fan.
Thank you for taking my call. Listen, Gerrit Cole is a talent, okay? But then,
sure,
again, he might be a head case, okay? So let's talk about this game today. All right, it was a great game. The last 3 games have been great. Let's just take it off the top of our heads about how he can be or who he can be. And like you just got to say, mentioning about Billy Crystal and the beginning of the game, the first game of the season, bada, right? We might be looking at a head case, all right? We never know how the rest of the season is gonna protract, okay? You go ahead on and tell me the rest of it, what you think about it, okay? Go ahead.
Yep.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Vince. Couldn't say it better myself. What other pitcher can a Billy Crystal first pitch 4-minute, 7-minute delay where your routine is challenged? You have a little bit of a challenge and obstacle that comes your way. I'm sorry, we all have obstacles. I had traffic that caused me to get here a little later than I wanted to be. But you know what? We show up and we prevail. We overcome these things. I would love to know what you guys have to say. Let's go to Mario out in New Rochelle. What's up, Mario? You're on the Fan.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking the call. Listen, I like Gerrit Cole a lot, and this is not Gerrit Cole's problem. This is Aaron Boone's problem. You know, I'll take Gerrit Cole every day of the week pitching for me. Aaron Boone had plenty of time to take him out of the game, and he gets paid a lot of money, Aaron Boone, to manage the game, and he didn't do his job. The fault should be placed on Aaron Boone, not on Gerrit Cole.
Let me ask you this, Mario. At what point do you think Aaron Boone pulls him? Do you think he pulls him as soon as he walks Choi, or right after he walks him, right after the bad call?
After the bad call, you take him out.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
Yep.
You take him
out.
Like, he's gonna... You take him out. He walked the second guy in 4 pitches.
Yes, he did.
You take him out. You're seeing what's going on. You get out there and you get him out there. You get him off the mound.
Yep.
Well, Gerrit Cole is who he is. He's not changing at this point in his life. He is not. And I'll take him every day of the week. But Aaron Boone's got to do his job. And he didn't do it. He didn't do it. I think you're going after the wrong guy here. You should be going after Aaron Boone.
Oh, he's going to get it too. Don't you worry. They can all get a little smoke. But I do think identifying what kind of player that we have and managing them accordingly, it is a little bit of a knife's edge, because it's if I have to pull my guy after one bad call and I walk someone and it's the 6th inning and he's been awesome, if he's on a knife's edge emotionally so much that I need to pull him as soon as that happens because he's going to flow overboard, I think everybody deserves a little culpability.
No, I don't. I think this is the manager's job to manage his players, to know who his players are, to know their personalities. And every player is different.
It's true.
And whatever Gerrit Cole's got that made him great, he can also explode with the same type of personality. So that's the job of the manager, to understand his player and to pull him when he's got to pull him. And Aaron Boone didn't do it. And you're putting the blame on the wrong person. That's all I want to say.
Thanks, Mario. We got to get this break. 877-337-6666. I'm just saying, if one bad call causes you to melt down, I mean, everybody deserves a little bit of a blame. Trista Crick here on The Fan. We'll be back right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.